fun. Hashem, 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 Hashem. Now we're holding by day three. Right now it's safer, less than a day. We'll try to learn. Learn some Derech Eretz, maybe. Not talking about people so much. Fine. So. Fine. So the Chafetz Chaim has stated and proven beyond any doubt the sin of Lashon Hara was a cause of the Second Temple's destruction. And this is the factor after which this day prevented us from being redeemed through Mashiach's arrival. The question is why? How could this one sin be so destructive? One sin of Lashon Hara? So to understand the severity of Lashon Hara and its ramifications, one must first understand the judicial system in heaven through which the Jewish people are judged. Chafetz Chaim explains that the heavenly judicial process is initiated by words which Jews speak on this world. Our negative conversations are the key to which opens the door for Satan to prosecute. As the Zohar states in Parashat Shlach, this sin, the sin of Lashon Hara, brings plague, sword, and murder to this world. Woe to those who awaken this evil force, who do not guard their tongues and pay no heed to this. They do not realize that the ways of heaven are reflective on the ways of this world, both for good and for bad. Through evil talk, the Satan is aroused to voice accusation against the entire world. That's what the Zohar says. Wow. So it's pretty
scary. Our mouth is like a
base. That's right, our mouth is like a base. So that's first one. In this vein, the Chafetz Chaim explains the Gemara in Eruchin 15b, which states, whoever speaks Lashon Hara raises sins to the heaven. Chafetz Chaim teaches this Gemara should be taken literally. When we speak negatively out of our fellow Jew, this causes the sins of our people to be noted in heaven, where they are brought before the heavenly throne for judgment. We think we're merely chatting, when in reality, we're delivering the day's caseload to Satan. Chafetz Chaim offers the second reason why Lashon Hara is so damaging. Because Lashon Hara utilizes the power of speech to do its damage. It corrupts this faculty, prevents our Torah and Tefillah from ascending heavenward. Chafetz Chaim envisions the sacred words that we pour forth from our mouth corrupted by Lashon Hara. He sees them heading upward toward our heavenly bank accounts, but never quite getting it. We believe we have accomplished something spiritually. That's not what happened. Chafetz Chaim says all the words of Torah and Tefillah are hanging somewhere between heaven and earth, suspended in the air. He concludes, if our Torah and Tefillah are not being credited to us, then from where will we acquire the necessary merit to bring Mashiach and the final redemption? So he's saying, first of all, one reason why it's Lashon Hara is so damaging is because this is what makes the Kitri against Klai Yisrael. So this is the thing, the catalyst that shrinks all the Satan's accusation against us and accusing us in the heavenly courts that we're bad and we don't deserve to be redeemed. Secondly, our tefillahs and our Torah, which are supposed to be merits to get us closer to the Mashiach and the redemption, are not going to our bank accounts, so they're not being credited to us. If that's somewhere like hanging, like the Sitra Afila takes it, it's like it gets a klipa over it, meaning it goes to the klipas, it goes to the other side, until we do tshuva, like they have. I mean, they don't really, it's like a shell over it, and like they're like holding on to it until we do tshuva, meaning we do tshuva, we can get it back. But until then, the spirituality is going to the side of that. Because once we messed up our speech, like our most powerful tool, right, we messed it up with saying Lashon Hara, and now our mouth becomes like soil, like our words of Torah and Tefillah go to the other side. You go to the Sitra Afra, and it gets like a klipa, it gets a shell over it. So therefore, it's not so special to speak Lashon Hara. But of course, we do tshuva, we get all our good back from the other side. I mean, it's like hanging on all of theirs, especially Lashon Hara. On all of theirs, meaning when a person messed up and caught in other areas, and we also do mitzvahs now, it's like a hard bounce. It's like a lot, sometimes our mitzvahs go to the wrong side. We do, it gets like a klipa over it, it gets a shell, the bad like takes it. But when we do tshuva, we can get it back from the klipas and bring it to the side of the.
You have to ask Mechila from the person?
That is a good challenge. If you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, are we supposed to ask Mechila? So, Pashtos, we are supposed to, but the famous Rambam of Lashon says that from like a Muslim perspective, he should. Because if I tell someone I spoke Lashon Hara about them and they didn't know about it, it's going to make them feel much worse now. So I'm doing more damage. So the Pais going to say I heard from Mechila Buzner, he's supposed to mean he's from Buzner from Nebach's. Grant said, he I heard him once, I was by his house asking him a different question, and someone called him on the phone. They said, so what should we do? I said, how do you do tshuva on this idea? So he said, the etzah is that you shouldn't ask them right away, but an Arab Yom Kippur, you should call them up and ask them a general mechila on everything. And including this, I really intend to, maybe you can speak out also if I ever said anything wrong, but don't tell them, like, I specifically said something wrong about you. Arab Yom Kippur, ask them in general, you know, to forgive me if I say, you know, for not doing anything to you or if I said anything bad about you. Make like, I'm not telling the guy said something wrong about him. Say, just in case, I said something about you, please forgive me. And the person said, yeah, I forgive you. So that's his eitzah. I had to do tshuva on this. But through this mice, so we try not to tell people we spoke Lashon Hara, it makes them feel much worse. To tell, oh, I spoke Lashon Hara about you in front of 20 people. If they never found out about it, it won't hurt them so much. Now it'll hurt their feelings. It's better. Or what if we have an opportunity to ask a general mechila, it's better. Don't ask the specific that should fail that. That's the Pesach said. That's the best eitzah to do in this scenario. But of course, it's always true. It's also true between us and Hashem. Speak Lashon Hara. On a personal level, it's better to try to do it in a general way, so they don't get itself. If they know about it already, they know I spoke Lashon Hara back there. Then ask the mechila. They know already. Okay. In this scenario, the victim already found out I spoke Lashon Hara about it. Then I should ask for forgiveness because he knows already. On a scenario, we were talking about a case where he doesn't know I spoke about it. He'll never know. Let's say he'll probably never know I spoke. Then it's better to ask the general mechila. That's what the Pesach said. That's the Pesach said to do. Good.
You have to ask forgiveness for the person you spoke to about too, not the person you spoke about. But
I don't know, because he really agreed. There is an Israel with me, Ibra, that you made him stumble, but I don't know. I think that it's more an issue between like you and Hashem. He wanted to listen, he agreed to listen. So really, I don't know, on a simple level, if you have to, but on a deeper level, yeah, you probably have to. I mean, on a deeper vein, you should try to tell him, I'm sorry if I've caused you to stumble. Fine. Baruch Hashem, so we learned some Chavos Chaim today. So we learned two halachas. See, we learned part of the introduction to. Usually it's like two halachas a day. It's called a lesson, a daily companion. This from it's translated from the Sefer Chavos Chaim. But I'm saying it's not like it's a loose translation, not word for word. They like elaborate more. When it gets more halachas, it's more like word for word. And basically, from Sefer Chavos Chaim on what's called so whatever, the Manchester Rav, the right, big person who lives in Manchester. He made a thing to try to learn two halachas a day. He made a cycle, a 4-month cycle. They could finish Chavos Sefer Chavos Chaim every 4 months by learning two halachas a day. So, this is part of the. This is following that program of learning two halachas a day. That's what the Gdalim say. It's a very good thing to do. Kayesi is his Rechaim, his wife, is very into it. She also is very into learning two halachas a day. Allah Shalom, of course, she was very into doing two halachas a day. They say. Two halachas a day. Right, so it also is very into it these days. She became like the new Rebbe, she's also very involved in trying to learn two halachas. They say that, I think from the Manchester Rebbe, the Gdalim say they never saw a family who started learning two halachas a day that didn't get saved from tzaras. So in most scenarios, it helps. It's a real tshuva. Wow. It's a very big avera that we have to try to get away from. Right, it's worse than Pekam HaBris. Chavos Chaim says Pekam HaLashon is worse than Pekam HaBris. Chavos Chaim says the same Shmiras HaLashon. It says worse than Pekam HaBris. Pekam HaBris is terrible. Chavos Chaim says Pekam HaLashon is worse. It's also Pekam HaMar. It's also like HaLashon. So it's also Pekam HaBris. The bris is the bris of the lips. It says but the Pekam HaLashon in the mouth is worse than Pekam HaBris. So it's pretty bad. That's Chavos Chaim says. I don't know. He speaks. He also speaks very strong against Lashon Hara. Also speaks. Yeah, they're together. It's one thing.
Together, right?
They're together. Pekam HaBris, Pekam HaLashon, Pekam HaMar. It's the same Pekam, it's just different areas.
Pekam HaBris is the
yeah, but this is a form of Pekam HaBris. He also said Lashon Hara is a form of Pekam HaBris.
He said it's worse than
Pekam HaBris. I don't look at him around and say.
Maybe he doesn't hold it together.
No, of course, it's one thing. It's in one Pekam. But in this Pekam, in this thing, which is worse, which is, it's in the same area, which is worse. It's all one big, in this Pekam of the Bris, which is worse. Pekam HaLashon or Pekam HaMar? He says Pekam HaLashon and the lips is worse. Like the bris. What's worse? So he said Pekam HaLashon is worse. And the lips, the speech is worse. That's Chavos Chaim says. He said Lashon Hara is worse. So it's pretty bad. So if you learn two halachas a day, and Chavos Chaim also is going to bring soon that the Yusham said when you try to learn an Indian, it's a tshuva. It's a tshuva. I'm trying to do tshuva. I'm trying to learn about it. And also the tefillah here, also there's a big tefillah from the Chavos. It's interesting, the Chavos Chaim didn't make like Kulukutei tefillahs. But he made a very long tefillah on Lashon Hara. You know that? It's a very long tefillah. And they shortened it as abridged version in this Sefer. They put like a short version. It's good that I say tefillah every day. Say this tefillah. Say Sefer Lashon Hara and pass. Chavos Chaim, he wrote a tefillah on his Torah. He wrote a tefillah. Almost like, this is his biggest thing. It was one of his big things to go to Lashon Hara. He wrote a tefillah on it. He made a tefillah from Torah.
Is it in there?
It's in here. It's here. It's in here. It's short, but it's. The long version is in the real statement in the same time. So I'm here. This book's on page XXIX. That helps you. It's here. They have it in English or whatever. It's on.
Do you want to read it for the?
Read it. It's 29.
Page. Fine. Don't have page. It's right. It's right before the index. For read it. We'll read it today, and usually you'll want to agree yourself. You can say it together if you want. Say it in English. It says, "Master of the universe, may it be your will, compassionate and gracious God, that you grant me the merit today and every day, to guard my mouth and tongue from speaking lashon hara and rechilus, and may I be zealous not to speak ill even on an individual, and certainly not on the entire Jewish people or a portion of it. Even more so, may I be zealous not to complain about the ways of the Holy One, blessed is He. May I be zealous not to speak words of falsehood, flattery, strife, anger, arrogance, hurt, embarrassment, mockery, and all other forbidden forms of speech. Grant me the merit to speak only that which is necessary for my physical and spiritual well-being. May all my needs and words be for the sake of heaven."
Good.
Pretty powerful tefillah. That's fine.
Amen.
I say this is Rishvard. He has a very long tefillah, like on this Indian, not to speak any lashon hara. Sounds like Rav Shalom, no? Not to speak bad, not to speak negative about Hashem. Also, I think they're all the same. They're all trying to do the same thing, trying to help us, you know? They're trying to do the same thing. Chafetz Chaim. You got a big tefillah, that's it? It's a nice. Oh, so I'm trying, and he's going to bring that soon. He said, Yerushalmi said, if you work on it, and you get the Yatish Mind to stop doing it. If you try to learn the topic, to try to become better, automatically from Shemayim, they say, you're trying, we're going to help you not stumble. Of course, you get that one, it's a very, very important thing to do, very important. Yerushalmi said, you should try to learn it every day. Before she.
When you doubt, you doubt for your testimony.
It's a difference, but there is such a concept also, you can sure get more set in a way that's helping you. How do you grow in something? That why do you keep falling? That now you want to grow, so now they throw you a curveball so you can grow. You only grow if you get thrown tests. That's Chazal say, you only grow once you fall in. That's the help that you start stumbling. You start realizing, first of all, half the time you start realizing, I'm starting to fall because now Hashem saying, you want to work on it here, I'm going to help you work. And you're going to realize that you're how far you are. And now I'm going to start, exercising, give you exercise, you know, give you a workout so you can become great at it. It's not a punishment. We start dying and we get tested. It's not a punishment. It's helping us to dive harder and really work and really get places in it. But we'll get the Atzmai working also. Fine, Baruch Hashem. We're learning some Kabbalah time. Fine. Let's see now. Usually we try to do it quicker. It takes like 15 minutes. Usually we try to do like 5 minutes and get straight into the Gemara. Fine. Kabbalah time. Yeah, for your house, you get it for selfish. It's all different types, different pictures. I don't know which one is real, but.
The day you don't learn
the
law of the
Chafetz Chaim,
that's when you speak
Lashon Hara. Okay, so if you start, you better continue. Fine. Very good. Let's start. Let's see the Gemara. So we're starting now from the top of the Mishnah on Dava and Aleph, just to keep trying to get a move on. Good. So what do we say we said, if you find one witness is found to be a karev, a relative, or apostle for some reason, the whole group is knocked down.
That's a
Shas rule. It's a rule from Shas. We were comparing, we said, just like this rule applies to two, and it applies to three of them. That's a rule of Shas. Somewhere has to be a pasuk. I don't know exactly though. The source for this halacha and the chamei karev pasuk or off pasuk. It's probably going to be a pasuk. It's probably pashtus. You want to know the reason? It's because Rashi says because they're one eight. If you're one group, you're all one group. So if part of your group gets messed up. We kept saying the Gemara and Sait that you guys are one group.
Why is the karev pasuk? Why is the karev pasuk?
No, it's the karev or pasuk.
No, but why can't it be there?
Well, a karev. The Torah tells us, the Torah says, Moshe and Aaron, the Torah says, Moshe and Aaron can't be Eidim. Two brothers can't be Eidim. Even Moshe and Aaron can't be Eidim. The Pasuk said, what does the Pasuk say? Oh, no, the reason, oh, that's one. Why can't a Karev be Eidim? A Karev can't become Eidim because, good question, should we have a Pasuk? But I'm sure people say, when I was, it was a Karev. No, what's the source that a Karev can't be Eidim? Okay, I just saw it on recently. I got it, that's fine, we're trying to remember. I just saw recently that was two cravings can't. Yeah.
I was wondering, what's the way that a witness presents itself to face it? Like, they all have to go together in order to be a group? Or is it they all are saying the same thing?
We got to the Gemara. We're going to get to the Gemara right now, after the mission, it comes to that. Okay. See, that's a good question. No, they have to come all in one group within and speak. They're able to finish within the last person's speech 3 seconds. First guy comes, tackle they deeper of each other. Next guy. If there's too much time between, they're two different groups. Very good, you have to be quiet, hopefully. See? Oh, good. So now, so we're saying a rule. If one guy becomes a kohen or apostle, let's say you have four guys, Rashi's case, let's say even if you have four witnesses, three or four witnesses, if one of them are invalid, you should say, what do you mean? I still have three or two good witnesses left, right? The whole group is knocked out, the testimony is invalid. That's the halacha. Boy, you're looking at them crazy. Okay. I am, but. It's good? What happened? What happened? Tell me what happened.
No, just we also need a source for that. So that idea, which is to where
I'm saying it's not from our Gemara. The our Mishnah threw it in. We just compare right, that idea. It's a Shas idea. I'm saying we're not bringing it. There is a source for it. Our Gemara is comparing it. It's not really our topic. We're just saying just like my three. You not get two again. Fine. Now once you in the top, we went off on top. So Amar Yaisi. Now let's see the top of our Amar. Yeah. When do I say this rule? We said if one guy is a bad age, one rotten apple, he messes up the whole group. Do we always say this rule? Or yes, you know. But one are these words say that one guy messes up, one rotten apple messes up the whole group. Bedina nefashis. Only by, what's it called, the rule? What's it called, bedina nefashis? By
capital.
It basically means in English you kill people. Fine. By capital nefashis. Abedina mamadis, let's say it's monetary. This guy, my edis, the edis still stands. If it's a monetary, you have three agents come, and only one guy is a messed up guy, rotten apple, the other two could stand.
By the majority?
No, as long as there's two kosher in there, and we're happy.
So if there's 100 in a group, and you mess up 96 of them, it's
fine? It's fine. As long as you have two kosher agents at the end of the day, it's fine. They don't mess up the rest of the group. That's the. See, when we say it's halacha, one rotten apple messed everybody up, that's only by. Over here. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi brings the source for this halacha. In the top Rashi, why should this be only by dina nefashos? So Rashi here says the source for us, Ruby. Where does halacha come from? One guy's messed up, the whole group is messed up. The chsiv, because Rashi says, it says, by when we're judging a person to get killed, the yitzilu ha'edim, they should try to save the congregation. I mean, best they should try to find excuses not to kill the guy. So one of the ways the excuses we find not to kill the guy is if one guy in the whole group is possibly not get the whole group. Madrina, so we try to find the schus for him, try to find the merit. So what's the merit? We try to have leniency there, basically. So over here we have a leniency. Over here it's the Gemara and Sanhedrin. It sounds like it's the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Sound Test. I didn't learn Sanhedrin. You're the Sanhedrin master. You get to that, you have to that Samach Test.
What's the Mahadrin and Askusa?
Mahadrin, we go back and we try to Askusa to find the schus to find the merit for him. We try.
On trial.
The person on trial.
You know,
we try to find Lupus. Therefore.
Why would we go back?
It sounds like Rashi is quoting a Gemara. It's Rashi quoting one from Sanhedrin of Samach Tes.
That's what it
says in the... That's Mr. Tesha. If you look at after the word it says Mahadrin and Aschusa, you probably have a little Zion. Nothing. Right, it's a fancy Gemara. The eyes about the Gemara. You mean about this, right? You mean about fancy. It's very important. About fancy, updated Gemara. You get eyes about the Gemara. Any fancy Gemara? Yeah, but eyes about the Gemara, what Gemara do you have?
Fancy?
Yeah, it was fancy.
That's
fancy. Fancy. It's
Eisvadi Gemara.
Which Gemara? You don't have Eisvadi Gemara. You have
what
like a, you get it.
What's Eisvadi?
Another the company, and they put in a lot of work. It's the
best.
The best. The Cadillac. The best Gemara.
Yeah, it's the Cadillac. I thought that.
What?
This
Eisvadi. Eisvadi. This is also Eisvadi, but it's come. Our school also bought from Eisvadi. Now our school also.
Eisvadi is a top company.
Yeah, it's Eisvadi. No, some people like other companies, they have different miles, but in that good to unit, meaning they added on much more sources. This is also nice.
What am I doing with this?
This is also nice. This is also pretty good. It's not as good. They do different things. They have different miles, but like most people like Eisvadi better because they bring much more sources on the side.
What's better about this than that?
This is a different thing. This thing that they, this, the thing is, they like bringing, people like this, they bring them to the Sukkot and for Rashi.
Bring them
not for Rashi, only in Gemara.
They
bring any Pazuk Rashi brings, that's their thing. That's one of the
highlights. Why do need two Gemara?
Yeah.
No, you just, I don't know. I don't know if it's such a mile, but if this, as a Hadar, they bring much more sources. This brings much more, but they bring much more sources. They added on to the Mitzvah Shas. They added on a lot of things to help you. Every time Rashi brings the Gemara, the Mitzvah Shas over here, a lot of times bring the sources, right? Right, a lot of letters in your Gemara, bring the sources. They added a lot to the Masoret Shas, right? Masoret Shas in myself with addition. A lot of times when they found Rashi wrote another Gemara that originally wasn't written down, we were in the source, they'll keep throwing you the source a lot of times. They'll add, they did much more research, they redid a lot of stuff, they did a lot of things, that's one of them. They also have a grace with Tunim on the side, they bring from the original text, they bring down a lot of changes. On the left side of the Gemara, the grace with Tunim is like that, grace with Tunim is like the markings, like they find from a lot of the original like manuscripts. like things that make much more sense. And a lot of times in Rashi, like you didn't guess that they'll change it. In the original manuscript, and the whole Rashi makes sense. A lot of words in Rashi, sometimes Rashi, it doesn't flourish. The words didn't make any sense to you. It's not that it's hard to understand what Rashi, the words doesn't make sense. A lot of times they'll tell you from the original thing, it says, Chaf Tesu means Ksav Yad, it's the original thing. So they have Rashi original scripts, they have like things, and they'll tell you with the right word it said. And then just flow with it. You don't have to break your head on the word.
I saw somebody show me another Gemara, there's like a different version of Rashi in the back.
No, here they have Likutei Rashi. They also bring down Likutei Rashi. They also bring down Rashi from other Masechtos. Not another version. They read Likutei Rashi. So the end of the end is Likutei Rashi. Is that they bring down the Rashi from other Masechtos. Let's say our Gemara appears here and it's on Hedru. So Rashi doesn't say the same thing twice. And it's different. So they also bring down the Rashi from the other Masechtos that apply to right here to this Daf. On the same Gemara. They also bring the Rashi. They also bring
the
Pnini Rashi. Fine, say they try to do the same. They're a little bit different.
The same
no, it's not bad. You have a very good Gemara also. They do different things. Yeah, I don't know why people like this. People, some of you like this. It's whatever you like. I don't know.
No, but there would have been a big help. We're stuck in, like, you know, to know what's going on. Hadrina Nasusa.
Fine, it's quite a you are.
But it's Aramaic. You should know. So if it's Aramaic and a Rashi like that, it should probably.
A lot of times Rashi like saying a Lashon of Gemara. Sometimes they'll even bring it to you here. Yeah. Fine, now you got a crash course.
So what is this? This is
that's
this
also
is
Azad. All Azad. It's just they added on to more. They added more.
This is
also Azad. Yeah, our scroll also took Azad. Most people, yeah. they basically took over. I don't know why these guys like put out that to compete with them, but they basically took over.
They're
the
top two competitors?
No, Azad is the top. They no one's coming close. It's fine.
Well,
someone's coming close to Azad. Azad has 14 kailim of people learning. Instead, they have
really?
Almost 14 kailim. Look at the beginning, they have all their colors, the guys working on all their stuff. See? Look over here, they have a list of all these guys that are all working for Izbahad. All these, they're not like little guys. See every one of these guys, all these guys, there are like 100 people working for them. Talmid HaKham are working for them. Understand? So I'm saying they're not like just sitting, you know what I mean? They're doing things. Page before that, you'll see. Before. Earlier, right? Before that. The first page.
Yeah, okay.
See, all these guys are working. All these rabbis are working for them. They're not like whatever. I'm saying other gemaras have other milas. I'm saying if you want to, what's the top and the
but
most.
This is the top.
There's no shaila. Now I'm saying it depends who you want it for. Say if you want for sources, you want.
I'm not saying.
Certain people like other gemaras. I'm saying if. I mean, most people. I'll say the most people like Azvada the best. Most people. Are some guys don't like it. They like the old style. They like to be original. I don't know. They like that. They like breaking their eyes. That's what they used to. No, this is also new. It's different. They have different miles. Think most people like Azad better. I mean, most people like Azad Gemara. That's just the reality. So Arsh also want them for a reason. Saying they. Whatever they put Azad one for a reason, not because they're not
there
the best. There's a ripped one, but whatever. Fine. Let's go. Let's see the one. Anyway, let's go. Let's get that strap. Fine. I'm Rabbi Yosi Madre. I'm Rabbi Dina Fashis. What are we talking about? The Fashis. That's Rabbi Yosi. He says, no, this halacha only applies when we give you this halacha, when we tell you that you should try this. That one guy messes up the whole thing, that's only by Dinei Nefashos. Because we try to say the idea. Whatever, distract you on the Gemara? Daf
up. I appreciate what you're saying before.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Fine. So say, again, let's see the Mishnah inside. I'm Rabbi Yosi. When do we say this? But they did the fashis. I'm Rabbi Dina Mamanis. But when it comes to monetary issues, this guy made this the Eidus well. Meaning, if let's say you have a relative who saw Reuven lent Shimon $200, good. Now, four people saw the story, right? Let's say three regular guys and Levi, their brother, or a brother to one of the Eidus. You could still testify. Even if you're a relative, you could still testify. Got there, Rav? You're a dini mamonis in monetary. I don't care, you don't mess it up. Even if there's still two kosher edim, it's good, it's valid. As long as there's still two kosher edim, it's a good. I'm saying good. That is Rabbi Yosi, important. So that's Rabbi Yosi. Comes Gemara right there and says, no, Rabbi Aimer, no, Rabbi argues, Rabbi. Yehuda Anasya, Rabbi. Rabbi argues on him, he says, no. Echadina Mamanis, whether it is Dina Mamanis, the Echadina Nefashis, or Dina Fashis, the halacha is one aid messes you up, knocks out the whole group. Good? Not only by capital. even by monetary punishment. Good? However, so it's coming, he's more lenient. Why is he more lenient? Rabbi Yezi says, I'm only lenient that a carb could mess up the whole thing, Eidos, in the case of capital punishment. I'm only lenient in one scenario. Come to Rabbi Yezi, he said, I'm lenient in both scenarios, whether it's capital punishment or even monetary. One guy puzzled, the guy's off the hook. The guy takes a walk. He walks. Good. However, he is still strict. However, they must say, when do you say that he messes you up? Now Rashi says, there's only talking about the nefashos. Again, he says a carb or a puzzle mess you up, whether it's monetary or it is capital. However, he's not so lenient in the case of capital punishment. It's only in a specific scenario. It's if this person, this carb or puzzle, was heavily involved. If he was not purposely trying to be involved, he doesn't mess us up. For some reason, Rashi says only by dinim nefashos, not by dinim mamonis. Let's say, but there's two parts. There's a warning and there's the intention. But there's the intention part. But by dinim mamonis, here we're saying if that warn and intent to be pardoned, to be an aid. So by dinim mamonis, you're right. There's no warning, but there's an intention. Let's say
you've got no way to see.
You're saying for the guy to tell us is not enough. If we can't identify the fact that you were really part of it, we're not going to admit, then we can't say you're a car.
That's a halakha. Can't make a rule based on.
Well, tell us. We trust you. But we trust you. We trust you.
Did you intend to be a witness?
Yeah. So say yes or no. What was your, when you were looking, were you just looking because you were rubbernecking, or were you looking because you wanted to come to Beis Din tomorrow and tell them what happened? Ask the guy. Tell us the truth. We tell the guy, they say, I don't know.
So if it's D-Mag, it's different. If D-Mag, there's no intention to be a witness, because you're not witnessing anything, any negative thing. You're not witnessing a crime. You're just witnessing. So you're not assuming you're going to be a witness. When you're witnessing, then you are.
That's fine. Good. It sounds like for good. So you're saying the reason why we didn't mamonis, you don't have to, because it's not practical. Right? There's no such thing. You're saying there's no such thing. That's what you're saying. But if so, why does Rashi have to be so strict to tell us we didn't fashion? Obviously, that's the case. Fine. I'm not sure. Fine. Okay, hey, that's the fashion. That's what you learn. This fashion. Rashi didn't fashion. That's it. Good. So what are we saying? Amosai. When do we say that one aid messes you up? That's only his mancha history bank. That's only when the aid warned. Here, Yaakov with the guy with the cameraman. If you're heavily involved, then you mess everybody else. If you're not heavily involved, you don't mess everybody else. He's heavily involved, so he's not fun. It's the same. They warned with them. If they warned with them, the Mishnah also sounds like it's an extra two people. If these extra cargo apostles warned with them, the messed up guys, the cargo apostles warned with them, with the other two, then they mess up the group. But if they did not warn, what's the halacha? If these two guys weren't part of the warning, they weren't heavily involved, what's the halacha? Do they mess us up? They're not involved, they don't mess us up. They only mess up, they're heavily involved. Why? What's the proof to this? What's the proof they have to be heavily involved? What's our proof? Because if so, if you don't have to be heavily involved, then what should we do when two brothers saw one guy kill somebody? You think every time two brothers see something, best man just tells them it's okay? If you're going to tell me when two people see something, automatically they're aided. But every time Reuben, like a guy outside, a guy and two brothers see something. So you're telling me the guy's off the hook because two brothers saw you? Reuben goes and shoots Shimon, right? Tell Reuben you're off the hook. You know why? Because how many two brothers are watching your story?
Why is that a proof, sir?
Because we don't know, logically it doesn't make sense. The Torah would tell me that just because two brothers were also watching, therefore you can't testify. There were 100 people saw Reuben kill Shimon who weren't related and weren't apostles, right? 100 people saw. So Reuben deserves to get killed, right? So what are you going to tell me? The Torah tells me that since there were two brothers also watching, he's off the hook. Logical.
But they warned, huh?
Yeah, so what you say, it must be they warned. So if you're just going to tell me that two guys saw the story, right? But since two guys also standing there saw the story who related, therefore you can't testify anymore. Why not? Why should it take away from the first two guys who saw this that happened? Just because two guys were also rubbernecking, they're also looking. Right? It's not logical, we're saying. Not logical. It's actually saying this guy's off the hook just because two people will also watch.
So therefore, I'm working backwards and saying it must be
when does the Torah say you mess up? Only if you're mamish part of it. If you're heavily involved.
But to pick that is not linked. think the fact that it was a warning and not a warning, that's kind of looking from the back and saying, I've got a problem.
Now, it's not logical. No, I have a case. The Torah says a karev or a apostle mess you up. When a karev sees the story, we mess you up. That's the rule. Now, when do you say this halacha? It's not logical to say this halacha that automatically these two witnesses mess you up. Because it's not logical to say that. Because just because two guys were also watching, watch that this mess up your edim. If you have two good edim, saw a story that happened. And two guys, four guys happen to be watching. It's not logical to say Reuben should be off the hook for killing somebody, a murderer should be off the hook. If the Torah is telling me you believe two people that Reuben killed Shimon, you're going to kill Reuben for it, right? It's not logical to say that just because another two credible were watching, they're going to mess up the whole Amos. So it must be. That's the Mishnah saying. That's his svar. The Rebbe Yesi wouldn't agree to Rebbe. This is Rebbe's svar. So it must be when we say it's halacha, the Torah messes you up, only when there is such a halacha, only when they're heavily involved. If they were heavily involved and they warned and they were and then they messed you up. That's the Mishnah said. But let's see the Halakha Rashi HaKadosh.
Rabbi
Yossi says it's not. Rabbi says not true. I don't care. There's no such thing. No matter what. The Torah is the rule. I don't care. Don't make you think it's not logical. This is the rules all across the board. If you were watching, you saw, I don't care. You were attending to space out.
They
warned. They what?
They had commanded to be there.
And they warned. And they warned the guy.
They warned. If they warned, that shows that they had kavanah to be there. Therefore, they should be apostles. So what is it about kavanah to be there that causes them to be apostles?
The kavanah is that it makes you official aidin. Makes you be yakum daru. We see in the Gemara. Makes you, you're trying to establish this thing in bestin. So then you became officially an Aedim.
You're a
car.
So you're
what?
You're an Aedim on the place
also. What do you mean an Aedim on the place? If you don't intend to be an Aedim according to Yossi, you're not an Aedim.
You are an Aedim though. You're fourth
and best. Not according to Yossi. Not according to Yossi. You're not. If you didn't give him Asra, then you just haven't completed the story, then you're not.
Then you're not an Aedim?
Yeah, you're not considered an Aedim. That's Yossi. But if you were an Aedim, then you messed up the whole group. The second you were an Aedim, you messed
up. Just
because
they didn't have intention to be
Aedim,
but they are
Aedim. They're not, and halachically they're not. According to your you're not halachically Aedim. You have to be a sightseer, you're a rubbernecker. You're not an Aedim. Halachically.
I know there's a halacha that if you see something, you're obligated
to. If you're able to testify on something, you have the power. Let's say you already warned them, and you have the power to testify on something that would help, and you don't go, then you're right.
That halacha where you have to testify only applies to what you
on a guy who gave us right. Yeah, because that's the only time you could kill the guy. So
if you saw somebody. Kill somebody, two brothers, anybody, not obligated by the law.
You didn't give him Asura? No, because what's it going to help you? You didn't give him Asura, they can't kill him.
Isn't there an opinion that
the
Aedim don't have to be
the one to be Asura? I'm in Rabbi Yossi, I'm in the world of Rabbi Yossi now. In Rabbi Yossi, you have to. In the world of Rabbi, that you're not an Aedim unless you warn, so yeah. So you're not called an Aedim. In Rabbi, the world of Rabbi would say in Rabbi Yossi, you would have to still go. In Rabbi Yossi, you're automatically an Aedim if you see it. Nachon? In Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi, that you're not an Aedim unless you warn.
So basically what Rabbi's saying that is if you didn't give Asra, then you're not an Aedim.
Yeah. So there's no halacha. You're telling me it's a halacha. Aedim has to testify.
I thought you are an Aedim, but the case is not the batel because you didn't testify. But you're saying you're not an Aedim.
Passion is not Aedim. Why you an Aedim?
No,
because the rule is once you have one Aedim, which is a karev or apostle, it messes up the group. That's the halacha. So he's explaining to you what's the aim.
No, but he's
you're saying.
But Kamak said, the Zman Shehitru.
You're saying they're still considered an aim, just you don't match us up.
Meaning those are the ones that gave, and those are the ones that gave. Doesn't it matter that he's not an aim?
You want to say he's still an aim?
That's what it seems like. I want to say that Rabbi Yossi says he's still an aim, but the case is not Bartel because of him. Because he didn't give us a law, why is it not Bartel? Because he didn't have Kavanah to be there.
Fine.
So that still brings back my question.
The what?
If somebody had Kavanah to be there,
so good. So let him go to Bestin.
Be
so let him go to Bestin. Let him go to Bestin. If he didn't have Kavanah to be there, let him go to Bestin. It's not going to mess up the other group. You two guys.
What does Kavanah to be there have to do with if the case is Batel or not? Is my question.
What does Kavanah have to do?
Kavanah to be there. It is. He says like this. He says if a person.
So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Rashi tells us why. Rashi says. Maybe we'll understand more. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Was he Rashi? Echad moment is now being do some betela. What's next Rashi? His mantra, Hutzur Ben. But then the fashas. Ki Aminan. When do we say betela? The whole thing is bottle. The whole thing is the whole. This is knocked out. His mantra, Karav Oyak Apostle. when the in the time that the Kavod Pasul Nishtatef Be'edos, he's joining, he's grouping up, he's joining up with their Edos. Mitchila, Leah's
beginning.
What?
He from the beginning means that you can join up not from the beginning.
Which means fine, nachon. So you can be right. You have to be from the beginning together with this group from the time of the warning. Leah's Minam Musarin to be for the people who are warning by Revir. See, if you mom is part of the group from the beginning, from stage one, then you're really part of this group. Rashi Mashal like you, you're still an eight. But by you, that's what it does. By me giving a warning and showing I'm part of this group from stage one.
But
if Abba Im, just keep reading, Abba Im, Abba
Im. In the previous sugya, that the third guy's like the first two, you're not the same for everything.
Oh, so we see from a quarter of Yaisi, it depends. If you were together with them in the Hasra, you're not. That's what the Rabbi Yaisi is saying in Kiddush. It depends. If you were together with them in the Hasra stage, you're 100% like them. But Rabbi Yaisi is making a fine difference. And Rabbi Yaisi is saying, if you were not together with them in the stage of Hasra, you're not Mamish one group. You for certain halachas, you would be, let's say. But for this halacha, you wouldn't.
You're not one age.
You're not one group, right. You're not considered age for this halacha. It's interesting. Nachon, because for other halachas, you would be one group. Right? If you find. But for this halacha, you're not going to. For this halacha of becoming one akar and one puzzle, not set the whole group, you're not considered one big group.
If they had kavanah to be there, and there's a group of people that kavanah to be there, that's what binds him as one.
Nachon,
that's Rashi. Wanted to be there.
Nachon.
It's as if he's not part of
Nachon.
That
Nachon.
He is an aide officially, but he's another aide in essence.
Yeah, but
becomes like another group in essence.
Yeah, but for the other, what about all the other halachas we said also?
Oh, that's true, because if. It's like it comes kind of separately as another aid for that same case.
Right, that's about all halachas will consider him another group. He's likely to come techu nedibu right after that. He's still one group. For this halacha, is a different. In a way, we're looking at a different group, in a certain way.
Even in this halacha, if he comes later as a separate group, and then they had two, and so cat one, cat two, kilu. He's in a different group, but he's a pastor.
So then what about us? Only if you come to the Deep, we have to come in the same group to mess us up.
But it's not the
group. What about talk to the Deep?
Then. But he, no. If you get to the Deep, so he's really part of the group. Okay. But he didn't come as Surah, Rabbi Yisrael, you're not part of the same group. For this halacha. It's interesting. It's a chiddush. Really, you are part of it because I came to
the group. Part of the group was the fact that you didn't give us, you didn't have wanted to be there. They had to wanted to be there. You didn't have wanted to be there. So really, you came intentionally as being one group, but we still separate out to another group.
For this halacha, carve a puzzle. Just if you're a puzzle, you don't mess them up because you're not with them from the beginning.
My question was, Nachon. What is it about? Rabbi Yossi says that if a person gave us Torah, that shows he had to wanted to be there. Therefore, he should be puzzled. If he didn't give us Torah, shows he didn't have wanted to be there. He should be puzzled. The question is, what is it about wanted to be there for the puzzle? And the answer is that if he had come to be there and he came with that original group, they're bound as one group. But if he didn't have come to be there, the initial members of the group who did have come to be there, Rabbi Yossi separates them into two separate groups.
Good, that's a Rashi. Good, that's exactly what Rashi said. Let's see the next Rashi continues. Abba Imla Yisru Behen. Very good. Abba Imla Yisru Behen. Rashi says exactly what you're saying. Abba Imla Yisru Behen. If he didn't warn them, but like Kivan, you didn't have Kavan, the Yisaydim and Davar, to be Aidim. Like about Laitas Achirim. The Batal, the Aidis to others, isn't Batal, Bishvil Re'iyat and Shalim. Now what? Now what's his logic? I mean, he's saying Tang is a big chiddush, right? He's like separating he's like making an interesting shpah, like an interesting separation. What's his proof to that his logic has to be right? He's giving his svar. It's not like Makar shots from Pesukim. He's saying, what's my proof that this has to work? Because if you're not going to say like me, that you have to intend to be part of it from the beginning, then my yasu, what should you do when you have shnei achim, two brothers? Shera'u, they saw Im Shlishi with a third person. So you asked Im Shlishi Minashok. The Echad Shaharga Zanefesh, someone who killed somebody. You're telling me that now this guy's going to be off the hook? He's saying, how do I know my logic is right? He's saying, because what?
You can't tell me any other answer.
He's saying, it doesn't make sense to me logically that if three people saw the same thing, two people and one of them, and the third guy's a brother, that it doesn't make sense to me that this guy should be off the hook, should be off the hook from killing Shimon. Logically. So it doesn't make sense just because a guy also happened to be standing there and see it, he should mess it up. So what must be? It must be the lacha is you have to actually officially want to be part of it to become
part of that group
for this halacha of karma pasul to make it pasul. That's his proof.
And
one of
the
boys
had intentions of being witness, one didn't.
What?
One of the brothers had intention.
That's good. If one had intention, that's good. That's his Eitzah. One had intention to be the one. One didn't. That is a kosher Eitzah. According to, so kind of the two machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. There's two arguments here. Rabbi Avraham. There's two arguments here. What's the first argument? First, one argument is, when do you say this halacha karav apostle? Rabbi Yossi says in Dinu Nefashit and only in Dinu Nefashit. The Rebbe said Dina Parshas and Dina Mamonis. And second of all, how does halacha work? Wherever you can apply this halacha, how does it work? According to Rebbe Yossi, it's only if you warn you'll be part of this group. According to Rebbe Yossi, it's not true. Automatically part of the group. The concept that each one has a leniency and a stringency. Right? Rebbe Yossi says this leniency only applies to Dina Nefashos. Right? But in Dina Nefashos, he's going to be strict and he's going to tell you everybody's part of it. If you saw, you're part of it. Good? But Rebbe Yossi says, good. But
there's no leniency.
Yeah.
Even the crow, if you're crowing?
Yeah, if you see it, you're messed up. According to Rebbe says no. I always give you leniency. A carve always can mess you up. But only if it came from the warning. Okay. We've got to the mission. So tomorrow, we're going to try to do it tomorrow. Try to move to the bottom, down to the bottom of the omelet, please. But you're going to try to finish tomorrow to the bottom of the omelet. Try to get a stick on move. Like, not try tomorrow.
3 months.
Okay. ERC on Thomas. Tell Av, either Tim Shredder or Tisha B'Av, I don't know what they do with Tel Av. It's the shortest mind, you had to give it to me. That's
even shorter.
Elo's mind, we have like Viber coming up, there's a lot of stuff. It's in the Shavuot.
It's mind or
fourth time? Tadik, how are you?
We're making moves.
You're making moves?
Yeah, I'm willing.
Yeah?
You got your vocabulary check out?
Yes.
Number five?
Yes, number five. It's called Wings.
Wings?
By Erez Moshe Doron.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, well, I just read bits and pieces here and there, but yeah.